Demmer Library Director Erica Brewster stands at a computer behind the front desk as she checks in recently returned books. She's proud of the services the Three Lakes Library has continued to offer throughout the COVID-19 pandemic.
Really, we've had a great opportunity in this year to learn from the pandemic experience, and we think we could come out of this so much stronger.
But she fears some of the services could take a hit with something out of her control.
It would have a dramatic effect on us.
This week, the Marathon County Public Library Board voted 4-3 to end its membership with the Wisconsin Valley Library Service. Right now, Marathon, Clark, Taylor, Lincoln, Langlade, Oneida, and Forest counties make up the Wisconsin Valley Library Service. It's one of 16 library service districts in the state. Marathon County wants to join the South Central Library System headquartered in Madison. The basic idea behind the different districts is that libraries within them can pool resources, share costs, and support one another more easily than a statewide system. Brewster fears if Marathon County leaves WVLS, it would limit the resources available to people who use the Demmer Library and smaller ones like it.
Probably the most obvious to our users right away is that a third of our library collection, the items that they are able to go onto the catalog and request and hold, would no longer be available in that same way, in a very easy go online or give us a call and reserve an item.
If Marathon County leaves, so does a lot of money, both in what it pays into the WVLS and the grant money WVLS gets for having the population of Marathon County included in its funding.
Best case scenario is that that transitions fairly smoothly, and in a couple of years, we're pretty much back to a standard, but it would be a stripped down system.
Those concerns and others are shared with other libraries in the WVLS. Dominic Frandrup is the director of the Anago Public Library. He's worried about the disruption of services to people who live in Langlade County and work in Marathon County or vice versa.
That would disrupt their material delivery service. Like right now, if we request something from Marathon or they request something from us and they pick it up here or they pick it up in Marathon, it's really easy to just drop it off at whatever location as soon as they're done.
Frandrup and Brewster say they've sent letters and tried to communicate with Marathon County Public Library about the issue and have gotten little to no response.
We still don't know why they're making the decision to move.
So I asked. Marathon County Public Library Director Ralph Illick spent nearly an hour on the phone with me explaining why he started looking into this option more than 3 years ago.
I asked our board if we could start in January of 2019 to just take a year to look and to review what our options might be.
Illick says it's come down to three major things. He says in the long run, it'll be more cost-effective for Marathon County to make this change. He says his staff will get the support they need that he feels WVLS can't give them. And by joining SCLS, there will be more libraries similar in size to Marathon County.
We would like to be in a system that has similarly sized libraries that we could work with and collaborate with about shared interests.
Opponents of the change argue the move would actually cost the county and taxpayers more money. Illick argues it would actually save the library more money in the long term because the services offered by the SCLS would eliminate the need for several staff positions that are currently open.
We could just reassign folks so no one would have to lose a job. But we would be able to come out on the other end with fewer staff and saving our county probably over $100,000 in total actual cost.
It would also hurt state aid going to WVLS, and critics say it would harm equitable access to services. Illick doesn't think that's a fair argument. He says the remaining libraries would need to make changes, but could still work with other systems and the Department of Public Instruction to get the needed resources. Plus, he says right now, Marathon County is actually underrepresented in the library system decisions.
We don't generally see ourselves as a priority. We see ourselves more as sort of an outcast. Outcast probably isn't the right word, but we're an outlier. Let's put it that way.
At the end of the day, Illick says users of the Marathon County Public Library would notice very few changes. Most of it would be operational and behind the scenes. But overall, he feels the move would be best for the library and his staff. No matter what ends up happening, Illick says the Marathon County Library will still support libraries that need it.
We are happy to help anyone who's a community partner, and especially a library. I don't care where they are. We will help them.
Erica Brewster, back at Demmer Library, understands having to make the best decision you can for patrons and staff, but ultimately hopes they can work out a compromise that keeps Marathon County in the WVLS.
If the public hearing comes out and it is very clear that there is a benefit to Marathon County library users, then we will support it and we will deal with the fallout as it may be. But we want to have that question answered for Marathon County, and we want them to make the decision that's best for them.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.